Oh my God, it's a radio show. Can you believe it?
Post-Halloween.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm wearing my Boyd mask.
Oh, shit. Are you going to dance for us, too?
Yeah, but I'm a lot thinner than Boyd is, so I could probably dance for a lot longer. You got your T-Mac mask on, right?
Yes, of course. Come on now.
What does that mean?
That means that Steph Curry's on the bench.
Nice. Even though he's like lighting up the NBA. Hey, we're going to try to keep this brief. We're going to do a half-hour show here, hopefully. We don't have any guests tonight because we would have earlier, but thanks to Windows 10, it took me about 2 hours to figure out how to fix my microphone.
Sometimes better is not better.
Yeah, sometimes better is not better. But yeah, I hope you're all relaxed over our summer break and getting ready for some new fun. We'll see what happens here. We'll see which teams are going to make it to the playoffs. But at this point, it's a feeding frenzy. It's already been a frenzy of trades.
Yeah, I think we ended up with, 15 over day one? So we definitely hit the high point. Everybody else was expecting lower, but 15 is a hell of a lot. A lot of first and second. A lot of draft picks have already moved over hands. I've seen a lot of really good players switch. I think all of the signing trades have already been moved, so that's good. Nobody can get penalized.
Yeah. You mean the only signing trade player?
Yeah, my guy.
Yeah. I mean, some teams have been really active, and some teams I don't know if there's a GM in there. Hello.
McFly.
Yeah.
McFly.
Hey, that was Back to the Future Day the other day.
Yes, it was. And the Cubs did not make the World Series, unlike they predicted.
No, the Cubs never make the World Series.
So let's give them an idea of what's going on. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the trades that occurred, basic roundup. We're going to talk about some of the new features in the game that we were adding, like the rumor mill. And we'll have a little in-depth decision sort of thought process on free agency.
Yeah, we're starting out something different this year. You know, with the free agents, we're doing it all in one day instead of the three-day waiting shit. So the way it's going to work now is on Tuesday you can start bidding, and then it locks up on Friday. And then Saturday, you know, I was thinking about it. It's like, you know, we're going to see a just like a dump of – player name, so I figured, why don't we do something live like you do?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's even though it's all going to happen relatively real time, the bidding will end at what time?
Oh, midnight on Friday, so then it just gets locked. It gets locked in.
So all the bids will be locked in on Friday, and then what will happen is at some point Saturday, Dave is going to put out the time. But
it'll probably be 3 p.m. NLL time. I just got to double check to make sure how daylight savings time affected Europe, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be 3 p.m.
Do they even follow it?
I don't know. I have to check. Yeah.
I don't think they do. And by the way, if you're in Arizona, they don't follow that either. So what we're going to do is Dave and I are going to get on. We'll probably try to have some guest speakers as part of the announcements. And we're going to go from highest salary to lowest salary to announce who they are. The interesting caveat, Dave, you want to tell them about the change?
Which one are we talking about?
The
reconfiguration. Oh, yeah. So, for example, like, Enes Kanter is going to go first. And because he's the most expensive player, I believe. And
he is?
I think he is, unless someone lets someone go.
I don't think so. Let me give a quick look as you're going. And no, it looks like him at $16 million is going to be the highest.
Who's that, Kanter?
Kanter, and then next up behind him would be Chandler Parsons.
Yeah. Okay, so say you win the bid for Kanter, then he is going to affect your better players as well. So if you add a guy, that'll help. That'll change some things as well. So that's something to help know when you're thinking if you're going to add. But we are going to do it not by ESPN ranking, but by most expensive to least expensive. So that way, talk about minimum players.
Yeah, and it's a good idea as well, because if you think about it in real life, if a starting center goes and signs with the team, well, guess what? The other starting center might take pause and change his mind last minute. So that's how it's going to go here. But everybody's going to have already had their bids in.
Yeah. And so, you know, I figure, you know, it's not going to be like a draft pick thing where you guys are necessarily involved, but you're going to be listening along. We'll have, like, guests on the radio show. Hopefully we'll do it the same way that we do with TeamSpeak. Leroy's trying to set that up for us now. And you guys can chat. But we'll get people to talk about the picks and so on and so forth. And that way it'll just kind of be like a more of like a league-wide thing rather than just like a you know, just for fun.
Yeah, and in between, during the break, Dave is going to start Kumbaya.
Yeah, well, I'll be wearing my Boyd mask and nothing else.
Oh, God. You've been watching too much Risky Business.
Yes. We're too old, dude. No one's going to understand that.
Maybe like five people in the league.
Are you
going to
turn 40 soon or what?
I've been 40, sir.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've got it coming up soon. What's even weirder is when you look and see a player that you drafted that's like getting old in the league. You know, there was a player that I drafted like back in 2003. You know, I was in this league was going on when LeBron James was drafted.
Oh wow!
This league was going on before when LeBron James was drafted.
Well, and I haven't been around that long in the NLL, but it's weird to me because there's players that are retiring over the last couple of years that I was in college watching in college. So it's pretty odd.
You know, what's even more odd is that when this league started, and if I played basketball, I would be a draft pick. Now I'm too old to even play the game. There's no one my age there. Maybe Vince Carter.
Well, Vince the ageless insanity, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God I traded him.
Well, you know, if Ray Allen comes back, you know.
He's not coming back. Really?
You can never tell with that guy.
Never can tell. So, anyway, that's the way the free agency day is going to work. You're going to just show up. Get some popcorn, get suspensed, you know, be suspenseful, and wait and see what's going on. So is that all with the free agency that we need to know? And then we'll decide on the second wave, depending who's left, if there's anyone left, and we'll make a decision afterwards, and maybe people actually show up. But we do hope almost everyone comes out, you know?
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to having all of you guys participate, you know, through TeamSpeak. Perhaps Dave's usually pretty good at that. Maybe even give the opportunity you guys can type stuff in that we can discuss while we're on the air. It'll definitely be an interesting show.
Yeah. yeah. Okay, so moving on. You wanted to talk about there's some new things that were added this year, and I think some of them are pretty self-explanatory. We'll just talk about them.
Yeah, for the most part, they are all pretty self-explanatory. I noticed everybody's really been enjoying the rumor mill. I've seen that get updated quite constantly. But the one thing I don't think people realize is each one of you will be able to sign up for that, and that'll span the course of an entire league week where you'll be the person that adjusts that, just like doing the power rankings or anything like that. We'll be discussing with Tim later about seeing that if we can put the actual GM who's running it that week in parentheses, so all of you will know who to send your email to. My recommendation would be, Put in the subject line rumor mill, so that way they know who it's coming from and exactly what the email is.
Yeah, you're
for.
Definitely going to have to be more aggressive than I have been with it. But, you know, I'm just trying to – you know, my thing is I'm still trying to figure out what the difference between the rumor mill and the ticker is, you know.
Yeah. That would be – I have noticed that people have pointed to the rumor mill here and there into the ticker. If we could make that work, though, that would be really interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah, because – and whatnot. But let's talk about these other things. I mean, there's they're all pretty self-explanatory. There's the MVP watch, which is just kind of like the rookie ranking doing. There's the Player of the Week watch, where basically, you know, I'll send the nominations to whoever's doing it beforehand, before the vote goes live, and they can talk about, they can do a column where it says why they should be voted in and why they shouldn't be, you know. And we'll also do the same thing with Rookie of the Week watch. And then finally there's going to be the injury watch, where these need to be done Sunday, so they have to be done fast, where you basically go team by team and analyze the key injuries. And Tim will be working on formats and templates for all those, so it should be coming up.
Yeah, it's definitely – I really do like the additional interaction that we're going to be getting. It'll definitely make some changes. I know some people were a little frustrated before about – some of the other limitations that we've created, but I think we've actually created more opportunity over the course of the thing, and I like to see people talk more about the league as a whole.
And that way, yeah, we don't have to see this, like, the same news from the same people over and over again, you know.
Well, I don't mind, as long as I don't keep reading the same article about the same guy five times.
Oh, you mean like where it like cuts off mid-sentence because it hit 300 words and then it starts tweeting in like somewhere else?
No. They go like 302.
Oh, 302,
and it's to be continued. It's like a bad episode of, like, Heroes.
I've never seen the Heroes.
They just stop.
Yeah, jeez. Okay, well, we've got more time left than I anticipated, so we can talk about some of these big trades and whatnot. So why don't we just take turns mentioning big trades and we can get some
Let me see here. Let's start with probably the more interesting of all of them. Boston Celtics, and Paul Gasol, and Sean Livingston to Detroit. and then turn around and send Al Jefferson to the Pelicans. Pistons sent Horford and DeJuan Blair to the Celtics. Pelicans send Ariza to the Celtics. Pelicans also send Spencer Hawes to the Pistons. Nikola Pekovic to the Magic. The Thunder send Bullock and Tyler Ennis to the Magic. The Magic send Jeremy Lamb to New Orleans Pelicans. Boston sends a second rounder to the Pelicans. Detroit sends a first rounder to the Celtics.
And we're out of time.
And just like that, we're done. Yeah. So why don't you give me your take on that one?
Oh, my God, I don't even know where to start. Let me see if I can... You know, I have to find it on the transaction screen so I can figure out who the hell's getting who.
It's way down. It's the first real trade.
The first real trade was the Rakeem Christmas trade. All right.
No. Trade that mattered.
All right, let's talk about... Let's go team by team. Okay, so basically the Boston Celtics got rid of Gasol, Livingston, Jefferson, and a second rounder, and they get back Ariza, Horford, DeJuan Blair, and two first-rounders.
That would be
one's the New Orleans Pelicans and one's the Detroit Pistons. Now, Pau Gasol's getting old, and he's still good, but he's getting old. Al Jefferson's pretty good, but he doesn't need him because he's got, what's his name, you know? He's got Vucevic, however you say his name.
Vucevic.
And Sean Livingston, you know, is always hurt. He's pretty good. In return, he gets Trevor Ariza, who he doesn't really need because he's already got a small forward. So he's trying to put Ariza at shooting guard, which I don't think is the best idea. But Al Horford is the best player in the deal, and he gets two nice first-rounders on top of it. I mean, I don't know if you saw the post in the forum, but there was one GM saying how Detroit Pistons' picks are really valuable. it wasn't being too kind about it either. I guess there's a reputation for not winning. But I think they did pretty well in the deal. They got rid of players they didn't need, and they got back the best player in the deal. Horford will be a great power forward for them, but I'm not sure about that as a part of the deal.
Well, Pau Gasol is 7 foot, and the one thing I've noticed in all the years that I've been playing 2K and simming 2K is that the height does matter. I mean, you can talk about it whatever you want.
You're telling me that stats and ratings. Wait. So size matters?
Size matters.
Hang on.
All those money? Things. Yes, he's been lying to you all these years.
Oh, no.
But seriously.
You've been telling me it's too big.
Legit 7-footer, Pau Gasol, which means that all of his ratings tend to be increased due to his stature over the rest of the players. So, yeah, he might have an 87 block, but it's really a bit like a 95 for somebody that's 6'10".
Wait, should I put a guy...
You know, he might have 89 rebounds, but 98.
Seven point guard, then?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Just make sure that he's eligible per 82 games.
Who came with that dumb rule? Okay, Sam.
Oh.
Hey, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You disappeared on me for a second.
No, I'm right here.
Okay, so, now, that being said, Pau Gasol, in my mind, out of all these players, is actually the better 2K player. But he's aging. He's probably not going to be around much longer. Horford's got a longer lifespan. And Horford can actually play the power forward more naturally than Pau Gasol can at this point in time. So long term, I love this for the Celtics because Horford's going to be the better player 2-3 years from now. Yeah, he gave up Al Jefferson, but Al Jefferson's an expiring contract. And I don't see him re-signing in Charlotte. I just don't see it happening. And Sean Livingston, you're right. He's injured a lot. He is a good player, and he's a mismatch whenever he's on the court. Spencer Hawes, you know what? He's one of those, like, I'm a stretch five kind of guys that just doesn't seem to last long anywhere he goes. I think his best year was in Philadelphia, and that was because they didn't have anybody to score anyway. The rest of it, to be honest with you, it's a lot of extra fodder to make people happy. There's a couple of former first and second rounders in there in terms of Jeremy Lamb, Reggie Bullock, Tyler Ennis. Ennis is hurt. Bullock doesn't seem to get a lot of playing time, and Jeremy Lamb can't decide if he wants to be a D-League player or not. At the end of the day,
Jeremy Lamb, right?
Yeah, Jeremy Lamb.
I thought you said Jeremy Lin.
No. Lin Sanity's in free agency.
Wait, have you already moved on from Boston?
No, I'm still on that trade.
I know, but I was just talking about Boston in that trade, but okay.
Oh, yeah, I sort of touched on all of them, sorry. But to me, Boston definitely was the clear winner in the trade out of all of it. Orlando did a good job of, you know, picking up some scraps
yeah,
in the deal.
Yeah, if Pekovic actually plays and he gets that first rounder, well, that first rounder went to me, didn't it? Mm-hmm. No, it didn't. It went to me. But yeah, he did pretty well here. The Thunder, what did they get? Didn't get anything back.
Actually, I think the Thunder were part of this deal and something to be later.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't think it came.
Oh, you know what it is? I know what it is too. He's getting something that comes. That there's a. I don't know if we should talk about it.
Nah, not yet.
There's a restricted free agent that he might be getting.
Yeah. So I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So what about Detroit?
I Detroit frustrates me. He's one of those guys that I want to like pull my eyes out of my sockets when I see his trades. He frustrated me a lot of last year. I really thought he was starting to destroy the team, and then he went and got Al Horford, and he goes and gets Bledsoe, and he's got me on his side saying, hey, you know, you picked up players that you can start a core for your team with, and then he goes and trades half of them away. I don't understand it. It's frustrating. I just wonder if the GM was so used to having somebody like Kobe on the team that he thought he could just do whatever he wants with anybody else.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on that team. So I hear that he might be trading some more stuff that might not be a good idea.
I feel like we need to send him like to Traders Anonymous. Or
we send him to D-League.
TA, Traders Anonymous.
TNA?
Yeah, he can stand up. He can stand up and he can be high. I'm the GM for the Detroit Pistons, and I'm a tradeaholic.
Uh-huh. Well, he wouldn't be a tradeaholic. He'd just be a bad tradeaholic. I mean, there's other guys that trade a lot more.
Hey, you know what? Acceptance is step two.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know all the steps?
No. No, I'm not a quitter. I believe anybody that joins that's a quitter.
Okay. All right, cool. Let's talk about another deal. Is it my pick?
Yeah, go ahead. Your
All right. Well, there's one that just came in I thought that was kind of interesting. Kelly Olynyk just went from the Nets to the Dallas Mavericks, and in return he got George Hill and Sergei Karazov.
That's an interesting deal. I think that's a good deal for both teams, believe it or not. I think the Mavericks were looking for that big man that they could sort of have the flexibility with, and Olynyk can play both the center and the power forward.
They also saved a ton of money, too, because they've got, like, a bunch of guys coming back, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you sign up with Geico.
Yeah. No, they got four $10 million-plus players they need to sign, so they just dropped a bunch of salary there, and they had a redundant guy.
Yeah, because Hill was, what, $8 million, and Kelly Olynyk is, what, 2.5, I think?
He's
hitting off the top of my head.
2.1, but yeah, so he just saved a bunch of – and Karazov, who, you know, hasn't really panned out yet.
No, and now don't think this against George Hill. George Hill is a great player. It's just he's expensive.
I can send you some good pictures of George Hill if you want.
He's just expensive. I got better ones than C.J. Miles. Don't worry.
No, just don't let those two get together.
So for Brooklyn, I really like this because now you're going to go ahead and you're going to play George Hill and you're going to play Avery Bradley right next to each other. You've got sort of like combo one, combo two kind of guys.
Avery Bradley actually plays.
I hope he does. He's a great little player, and he's definitely one of the cruxes of that team. So, you know, him being there is important. But
yeah,
I definitely
he
appreciate.
He played 50-something games last season.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, he comes back. But I like George Hill. Karasev, I think, was more of a hey, I know I'm giving up more than I should, but I need you to take the extra salary for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll see. I mean, Brooklyn, I think. You know, WizKid's doing a pretty good job coming out of Boyd's Craig's rubble there. You know, that team.
I know that Wiz has a plan.
You know, hashtag blame Boyd, right?
two teams you can blame Boyd for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he definitely ruined the Sonics, but I think that Craig had a hand in the Nets.
The Oklahoma City Sonics, yes.
Yeah.
So, my turn?
Sure. We've got about 10 minutes. We can talk about it some more.
All right. Orlando Magic send Luol Deng and Joel Embiid to Spurs. And the Spurs send Wesley Matthews. And they swap second rounders.
It's an interesting deal. You know, I'm curious to see how Wesley Matthews and DeRozan exist. You know, they're both kind of small or shooting guard type players. But, you know, I think that, you know, he did pretty well here. I mean, if Embiid, it all really comes down to if, like, Embiid actually plays, doesn't it? That's really what it comes down to. And there's like, a protected pick involved as well.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely high risk, high reward. If Embiid comes back and plays and is even 75% of what he was projected to be, I mean, that backcourt of Davis and Embiid would be probably the best power forward center combo in the entire league.
But the good news is now that Anderson and Varejao has someone to keep him company on the bench when he goes down for the season.
Because in the truth, we do know it's going to be Reggie Evans and Anthony Davis playing.
Reggie Evans isn't even in the league anymore.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The rebounding god has left. Huh?
For now. Yeah, listen, Varejao played 16 games last season, and then 61 the season before that. And then 14, and then 13, and then 21.
Man, Varejao, man. Ugh.
Takes a ton of money to do nothing.
And the sad thing is he's so good when he plays. I mean, look, even in that short amount of time that he played, he was still the 184th best in the NLL. How many games did he play last year?
Hey, it's like, listen, Jabari Parker Jabari Parker's 167th. Best in NLL. He played five games.
Jeez.
Hasn't come back yet. Where are you? You played.
I do like what San Antonio got for Wes. You know, to pick up Luol Deng as well. You know, you've got your solid small forward. He really has a little bit of an issue now because he's got two players that are more small forwards, and I think what he's going to do is play Batum at the two.
Yeah, I feel like Deng is better at equipped for small forward than DeRozan, don't you? Would you rather see a DeRozan-Deng combo or a DeRozan-Wes Matthews combo?
I actually like the DeRozan-Wes Matthews combo. I think what you've got there is you've got two blazing fast guys, first off, which is going to already cause mismatches. DeRozan's a take-it-to-the-cup kind of guy, and Wesley Matthews just likes to shoot threes, as noticed with his 93-point rating.
Yeah, what makes me nervous about the Magic lineup is you got Pekovic, Ryan Anderson, and Wes Matthews, who combined for less than 82 games probably last season.
Yeah,
I mean Pekovic played 24, and he's still not right. I mean DeRozan was also out for a good period of time last year, which was how many games did he play for me? He played 57. Ryan Anderson had some crazy stuff happen with his girlfriend, right? Didn't she commit suicide?
Yeah,
he played 53 games last season, and then you had Wes Matthews who went down with that Achilles thing, and I'm sure he's not 100% either at this point.
No, he's on a limited minutes
right
now.
And he played in 58 games, so it's like there's a very good chance that we're going to be seeing Dwight Powell, Rishon Holmes, James Johnson, RJ Hunter, and Shelvin Mack starting for this team at some point.
Yeah, James McAdoo coming off the bench.
Yeah, sixth man of the year.
Hey, you never can tell in this league.
Yeah, it's true. If Gerald Green is like the guy that Greenwich dumps all his points on and not Tyson Chandler, you know there's an issue.
Well, yeah, you got to love those NL glitches.
Uh-huh.
I do like what Orlando is doing with the team. I'm glad he cut bait on Embiid when he did. I definitely think that Wesley Matthews is you're going to get a lot more benefit having him on your team than you are with Embiid.
Because you got a guy that's not going to play versus a guy that actually will play.
Well, I mean, seriously, Embiid is the second coming of Greg Oden.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he's ever going to get on a court. So, you know, I think Lattice did a great job of selling high. Because I think in 2 years, Embiid's going to be that guy that sold for 5 GM points just to cover cap space.
Or not in the league.
Yeah. We're not in the league.
We're not in the league. Yeah, we'll see. You know,
go play in China.
Leroy's not going to want to hear that. But, you know, anyway, let's talk about another deal. Let's see here. I don't want to talk about mine, even though he's the other big player that's out there. But let's talk about the O.J. Mayo and K.J. McDaniels to the Warriors for Ty Lawson and a first-rounder.
Yeah, this was an interesting deal for both teams. It's one of those ones, it's the rare NLL deal where both sides really did well. You don't see it very often. I like how this works for both sides. I really do. Ty Lawson is the point guard that Boston's been dreaming of since he got rid of Rubio, who just didn't fit in that lineup for some reason. I don't know how, but, I mean, he was a pass-first guy, and all he had was shooters everywhere else. And then on the Golden State side, I mean, he just needs players, you know?
I think that Boston, you know, Boston easily got the best player in the deal. I don't know if Grievous Vasquez is anywhere near as good as Ty Lawson, but at the same time, Lawson's had some issues, so there's a chance that he'll have some kind of meltdown or something. You know, KJ McDaniels is decent. He's not as good as J-Max made him out to be last season, but he could be good. OJ Mayo, I think, is on his way down, but in the game he's good, but if he catches up. But, yeah, Golden State's an interesting position. I'm looking at their team, and they've got their first, like, six players are all on expiring contracts this year. And Barnes didn't get an extension. I mean, Wilson Chandler will extend. I don't know what's going on with Vasquez or Nene or Roy Hibbert. I mean, they could all be gone. And if that team, I mean, it'd be nice, that team needs a good GM. Hopefully this guy that's taken over knows what he's doing.
I will say this for him. He's active. He's had a lot of trade opportunities. I think he's still feeling out the league. It's going to take some time for him. But he has things in mind. I do like him bringing in KJ McDaniels. I think he's a good, scrappy young kid. Will he pan out and become better than, you know, or at least the value that Boston gave him? I don't know. But he seemed to do well in our engine. So, you know, he's a good guy to come off the bench. He's got Wilson Chandler playing the shooting guard. He's got Harrison Barnes playing small forward.
Wilson Chandler's more of a small forward, isn't he?
He can play both.
He's 75 like speed, which is kind of slow for a shooting guard.
I like him better, yeah, but he's 6'8". So he makes up for it with his wingspan. I do like him better as the small as a small forward.
I would like to see him trade Barnes or Chandler for a small forward. Or I mean, for a shooting guard.
I wouldn't mind that. I also wouldn't mind seeing him do something like move Nene and move Harrison Barnes to the power forward and move Chandler to the small forward or vice versa. I think that lineup might work better, especially because of the speed of Hibbert. Having one of those undersized speed guys at power forward might help him a little bit more. And there's a lot of people that could use a good center, and Nene can play center.
Yeah, maybe Detroit can trade his first rounder for it.
Isn't that already gone?
I don't know. We'll find out. All right, anything else? Because we're going to close up shop here. It's been 28 minutes.
Nah, I don't want to talk about minor years. I think we're good other than that. I'm sure we missed some. There's some other interesting ones in here.
Oh, there'll be a lot more, trust me.
I do like the Shabazz for Frank Kaminsky. That's an interesting one. But yeah, we're gonna have another radio show probably at the end of free agency talking about who got what and why.
Any GMs that you're worried about not being active?
I'm hearing rumors. Western Conference GM, I'm a little concerned about. I hope he opens up shop and starts doing some stuff. I'd hate to see somebody be gone during free agency for no reason, you know. But other than that, is Cleveland around? I mean, I never hear anything about Cleveland.
Cleveland actually isn't a real GM. There's a it's an account that, you know, all the admins run. We all take turns running him. So, yeah, he doesn't exist. But anyway. All right.
He's a bot.
Yeah, tell me. He's like a computer. You know, it's like, you know, Bobby Fischer.
Other than that, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think so too. But anyway, on that note, you know, I'm gonna call him out again. Hey Cleveland, when's the last time you posted some news? Oh wait, let's find out. I don't know. Trying to look up Cleveland's news is like stopping my internet. It's like that picture of Kim Kardashian when she put that champagne thing on her butt.
Well, my question would be is.
I just tried to look at Cleveland Cavs news, and I got it crashed the site. You should all go and try it. It's just warning, legal string offset news in the PHP line 50.
So he hasn't sent it since last year.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know.
Well, yeah. he has had two rumor mills, though.
It's true. Yeah, they've all been about how he's disgusted that no one wants Ibaka, so.
Yeah, so he's there.
He's there. If he was a bad team, we wouldn't be making fun of him as much as we do on the air. But then again, we'd also probably be voting to kick him out. All right, enough of this.
We just, Alejandro. We just.
No, not too much. Not too much.
Just a little.
Just a little. Okay. Have a good day, November, guys. We'll be back soon, and hopefully you all come out on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you on Saturday, guys.
See you later.
Take care.
Yep.